Yeah, we're taking talk back on that number 1-300-872-911. Wayne's on the line on the Northern Beaches. Hello, Wayne.
How you doing, John?
I'm good, Wayne. What are you saying?
What am I saying? I just saw the Cairns Post yesterday, John, and a small article on the left page of page 2 referring to open up at the Esplanade Dining Precinct.
Oh, yes. Can I just read it? No, I've got it in front of me now. The Esplanade Dining Precinct Road and the Esplanade and Shield Street intersection will reopen to traffic today, Monday. The council said future management options in relation to pedestrian and vehicle use for the Esplanade Dining Precinct are currently being considered. Now, the speed limit, actually, this is important for people if you're driving there, the speed limit's come back now to 20 k's. I think it was 50, wasn't it, before? Do you remember, Wayne? I think it was 50. Anyway,
yeah,
it's back
CBD
to 20.
Yeah, CBD was 50, went back down to 40.
Okay,
yeah.
But now it's 20 on the Esplanade Precinct. Okay, and pedestrians are reminded to give way to traffic. So there you've got it. Now, Wayne, what's your point?
There's a huge problem here, John. Look, we spent all this money on getting this up and running for the dining and precinct for people to sit there and push the tables out and eat. And now they're opening it up. You can't park, you can't go anywhere, and you can't stop your car. So why are they opening up? And secondly, it's only going to attract one kind of car, and that's the hoons, the people showing off their cars. They could be driving up and down there with a full audience, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, it should only be open to service vehicles, and that's the end of it.
So I think you're saying the 20K limit won't work with young hoons.
No, what I'm saying is there should be no cars going through, period. Oh, okay. Why? Okay. Why do you want to drive through there? You can't park and you can't stop. You can't do anything. So why are we having a parade of cars going down there?
If you had only service vehicles, when would they be able to service? During the day, during the night, 24 hours or a limited period?
Yeah, of course. So you have one of those signs up saying service vehicles only. So people doing deliveries and that have to be there, that's fair enough. That's obviously very sensible.
Okay.
But to the whole point of bringing it open it up to traffic, the only traffic you're going to get through there is people showing off their cars. So you're going to be sitting there eating your dinner and someone's going to go past in their V8.
Revving their engines.
Exactly.
And spreading the exhaust fumes through all their food.
Exactly. It's going to be a magnet because they've got a stage and they've got an audience and they're the people you're going to attract down there.
Yeah, well, this may be the saving grace. Future management options in relation to pedestrian and vehicle use for the Esplanade Dining Precinct are currently being considered. Look, if I'm talking later to the Mayor or the Deputy Mayor, Wayne, I'm going to pass on your comments because
Thank you, John. This is interesting.
This is an interesting point you bring up. The buffoons will be queuing up. They'll be hearing this saying, oh, imagine the attention I'm going to get with me, hotted up a hot rod or whatever. The smoke I can pour across the dining precinct, the deafening noise, etc. Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
It's going to be a stage for them. It's going to be a show stage. No one else is going to use it. Why would you want to go down a road that you can't park, can't stop and can't do anything? It's just stupid. The whole idea is just ridiculous.
You're saying pedestrian only?
Pedestrian and service vehicles only.
And service vehicles, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, they've got to make their food deliveries and stuff like that, but most deliveries, as you know, are done during the day.
Yeah.
So during the night time, there will be no traffic down there, which is what the whole point of shutting this Esplanade off was in the first place.
Okay. Okay. What about the idea of bollards either end that would come up at, I don't know, 7 p.m. or something, and then come down at, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night?
In Europe, they do that in Europe. They have all those Esplanades, they have all those plazas where the driver's got a card or something or whatever.
Okay.
If you look anywhere in the world, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just for service vehicles.
Okay, this has been very interesting, Wayne. I appreciate this. Thank you. Good timing too, because we've listed it down for mention later with one of the powers that be, whoever picks up the phone. Excellent, Wayne. Thank you.
Isn't that an interesting point of view?
By the way, if you've got a view one way or the other, you may agree. You may disagree. By all means, share it. 1-300-872-911.